A Philadelphia judge this week held a suspect for trial on charges of arson, stalking, and aggravated assault. What was unusual is officers used Pinger. It's a free mobile app allowing people to send messages anonymously to sniff him out. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, it's just one of the ways criminals are using technology to try to cover their tracks.
After a Molotov cocktail was left on a porch in East Germantown, Leonard Monroe allegedly used Pinger to send menacing anonymous messages about it. During his preliminary hearing, a detective testified that investigators were able to trace those messages to the serial number of Monroe's cell phone. Philadelphia Sergeant Eric Gripp isn't surprised. He says he's seen plenty of cases where people try and fail to hide behind technology, be it a mobile app like Pinger or a website like Craigslist.
We just put in a request for the information with these companies. They send it to us, and a lot of times it comes right back to a home address once we have the IP address.
Circumstantial evidence typically takes care of the rest. Still, Gripp says officers have to work hard not to fall behind.
Right now, Facebook is big, Twitter is big, Instagram is growing every day. That's where you're going to start to see folks go, because if there's individuals to be taken advantage of, the criminals will be right there behind them.
Even Philadelphia police have been targeted this way. A Camden man was recently arrested after anonymously posting on the Philly Department's Facebook page a threat to kill an undercover cop. He was in custody within hours of the post. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.